time now is 20 minutes to 10, and we have a special guest in the studio. We have a Jim Taggart, and we also have Sally Eagle online. Sally, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So I've heard some amazing stories, Sally, about what you're doing. It's quite an emotive story, actually, around the program that you're offering and what's happening, the event that you're coordinating. Do you want to tell us a bit more about what's happening?
Sure. So I guess a little bit of a long story. I am one of six kids, and my oldest brother, Matthew, is a doctor in cancer research. And his two-year-old daughter in 2017 was diagnosed with a very rare form of pediatric brain cancer called DIPG. And just so happens that Matt was a doctor in cancer research. So we established a charity called Run DIPG to raise money to fund research into this this deadly form of cancer. So it has a 100% fatality rate, unfortunately, and children only live for 10 months post-diagnosis. So it was a really difficult time for us. Josephine fought DIPG for nearly 2 years, and she passed away in December when she was four. And I promised her I'd run a marathon for her to raise money for her dad's charity, Run DIPG. So during COVID, I managed to convince three other lovely women from my local gym, and we were to run a marathon in October in Newcastle, which is where Josephine lived, but unfortunately it was cancelled. So on Saturday we're going to do a marathon starting and finishing at DY Beach, so I can keep my promise to Josephine.
Sally, hi. Thanks for joining us this morning on 90.5. On behalf of our community, I want to thank you for digging deep, using an Australian colloquial term, and reaching out and trying to help families, in particular, a very close family of yours, of course, your brother and his wife and wider family. I say that from my heart because people like you give us inspiration with regards to doing things. I could not imagine when I did that video that what it'd be like to lose a child, and I say that with the greatest emotion. And yet through that tragedy comes all of these things, the determination of Dr. Matt Dunn, her father, to continue to try and find cures for that cause in all of that tragedy and fog to do that. I mean, that says much about the family, and I just got to express that for how I feel with regards to what you're doing on Saturday. I mean, if I can just tell our listeners, these wonderful ladies have been getting up somewhere between 3:30 and 4:30 and running 2 to 3 times a week, Ainsley, 10, 15, 20, 25 kilometres every week, and training so that they cannot be defeated in what they're trying to achieve for this wonderful cause. And I just got to, again, applaud you. Approximately 20 children between the ages of 4 and 11 a year are hit by this insidious disease. And I say, people like you, through all this tragedy, still continue to find hope. And I think that is an amazing thing. So on behalf of 90.5, we're absolutely delighted that you would take up this cause. And you're looking to raise, you've nearly raised the full amount.
We've raised $10,200, I think, and we'd love to get to $12,000. So we have a page on Everyday Hero, and if you just search for Run CRPG Marathon 2020, you'll find us. To anyone who's got a spare dollar or $2, we would really appreciate your donation. It goes directly to our charity, Run DIPG, which does fund much-needed research into this terrible disease. There's actually an interesting point that I just want to raise, is that Buzz Armstrong's little girl, his first child, obviously Buzz was the first man on the moon, but his first child died of DIPG 40 years ago, and the prognosis and the life expectancy of those children hasn't changed in 40 years, which I just think is, it's disgusting, and it's just because that, there has been no research into this type of cancer because it is so rare. So anything we can do, you know, to stop this happening to anyone else. I mean, as you said, Jim, you know, losing a child is you know, unimaginable pain. I couldn't comprehend. So, you know, we feel very fortunate that we're lucky enough to be able to try and change this statistic. And, you know, we just want to raise as much money as we can to fund further research into treatment and then to hopefully a cure down the track.
We have on the line Sally Eagle, who has really put her right foot forward to raise much-needed funds for DIPG, and it's called Run DIPG. They're trying to raise as much-needed funds, not for her, not for anyone else, but for other people and future generations to overcome this incredible and this insidious disease. I can't thank you enough for taking up that challenge in the midst of all of this. I've just got to say to you, I have great love and respect for what you're doing, and I'll tip another $100 into that. I'll put that in today before the show's over, just to hopefully encourage others to put $2, $20, $50, but I'll tip another $100 into that today, Sally.
That's great, Jim.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thank you.
And just to recap, so how do they donate? If you can just reinforce for the listeners.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just go to a website called Everyday Hero.
Everyday Hero.
Yep. Website. Yeah. And then if you just search for Run DIPG Marathon.
Run
DIPG.
DIPG Marathon. Yep.
Yep. 2012. You'll find our page. It's got a bit about our story. And yeah, I mean the three other women who, you know, lucky for them or unlucky, I'm not sure, I managed to convince them to do it with me. So I also, you know, owe them a lot, because obviously running by itself is not as exciting as running with three awesome other women. So yeah, there's four of us that are going to do it on Saturday.
And if I can just leave you with this, Sally, I've tried to do some reading around it, and Ainsley and Darren, I just want to give you this contradiction in the midst of all of this that we're trying to do. Dr. Phoebe Dunn, the mum, said this, and this is what her husband, Dr. Matt, said. Josie's birth could not have made them happier. So that's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation that was stated and said, and this really breaks my heart, there is no peace in life without you.
That's really,
yeah.
You know, I've got to say that, because on one hand, you've got making you happier, and yet you're not going to find that peace because of the loss.
Okay.
Sally, thanks for joining us here on 90.5. We wish you all the very best, and you know what was lovely, I was talking to Karen and she was saying, even if someone gets hurt or has got a blister, they will push through that, because the pain and whatever happens is insignificant and only temporary to what you're trying to achieve. So thank you.
That's right. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Thanks for nice having you. Thank you.
Bye.
Live 90.5.